Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. In a unanimous decision, the Huron County Board of Commissioners proclaimed May 2024 as Motorcycle Awareness Month during their meeting on Tuesday, April 23rd. With the onset of spring, an influx of motorcyclists is anticipated to hit the roads, not just in Huron County, but also throughout Michigan. As temperatures climb and scenic routes beckon riders, it becomes increasingly vital for both motorcyclists and other road users to exercise heightened caution and awareness. This declaration is the culmination of efforts from individuals like Jeremy Bouveret and organizations such as Abate, American Bikers Aiming Toward Education, of Michigan, Inc. Committed to advocating for motorcycle safety and education, Abate vigorously promotes initiatives focused on rider education, motorcycle awareness, and licensing awareness. As Michigan's relaxed helmet laws continue to attract riders, coupled with the hashtag Pure Michigan campaign enticing more visitors to the state, the roads are poised to experience a surge in motorcycle traffic. In response to this anticipated increase, Huron County urges all citizens to remain vigilant and adhere to the call to action. Look twice to save a life. Motorcycles are everywhere. An emergency medical alert was issued by Chief Medical Examiner Dr. William Marone, who covers five counties, including Tuscola. There is a really bad batch of fentanyl, and we need to warn the public and first responders, stated Marone in his alert. I have seen what looks like six drug overdoses in 11 days. This is unusual. Dr. Marone went on to say, in the last 24 hours in Tuscola, two appear to be clear drug overdoses as part of the six overdoses in 11 days. He offers the following suggestions. Get into treatment. Go out and get Narcan. Do not use drugs alone. Find and use test strips. And again, get into treatment. Marone is the chief medical examiner for Aranac, Bay, Iosco, Midland, and Tuscola counties. And we will be right back with more news for you on WLEW and WHST right after this.
When students struggle because they are hungry
or fall behind because they lack school supplies,
a caring adult can make all the difference.
Especially someone from the community.
Someone who knows the students
and the obstacles they might be facing.
At Communities in Schools, our site coordinators surround students with a community of support
to ensure that they have everything they need to engage in learning.
We go all in for kids, all day, every day.
To learn more, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Marcella Chidester faced arraignment on Tuesday following allegations of crashing her SUV into a boat club in Monroe County, located 30 miles south of Detroit, where a child's birthday party was being held. The tragic incident resulted in the deaths of Elena and Zane Phillips, a 4-year-old boy, and his 8-year-old sister. During the arraignment, Chidester faced charges including 2 counts of second-degree murder, 2 counts of operating while intoxicated causing death, and 4 counts of operating while intoxicated causing serious injury in connection with the crash. Prosecutors emphasized Chidester's substance abuse history as grounds for a high bond, while her defense attorney cited her medical conditions, including seizures. However, testing revealed that the 66-year-old woman's blood alcohol level exceeded the legal limit at the time of the crash. Chidester's bond request was ultimately denied reduction, with it set at $1.5 million as requested by prosecutors following appeals from relatives of some of the victims. During the court session, a relative of the victims mentioned that the party was held in celebration of Zane's birthday. Additionally, Fox 2 Detroit reported that Mariah Dodds, the mother of the two children, has filed a lawsuit suing both the suspect driver and the bar she was at before the deadly incident took place. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And weather-wise, here at the station in Bad Axe, the temperature currently 58 degrees. Wind speeds are from the southwest at 12 miles per hour, gusting to 22 miles per hour. The humidity is at 52%. And we now have a special weather statement. And that special weather statement is as follows. It says a strong thunderstorm will impact Huron County through 9 p.m. Winds in excess of 40 miles per hour and half-inch hail. Gusty winds could knock down tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. Minor damage to outdoor objects is also possible. Again, a strong thunderstorm will impact Huron County through 9 p.m. They suggest if outdoors, consider seeking shelter inside a building.